It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everyone, from Johnson Brock High School. Tonight, we are in Johnson, the Johnson Brock Eagles, hosting the Freeman Falcons. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. And I'll tell you, folks, we should have a couple of dandy basketball games tonight. I've been looking at this thing, and on paper, it looks like a very even matchup. I've had an opportunity to see all of these teams on numerous occasions throughout this season, and my feeling is this is going to be a couple of great basketball games tonight for you here in Johnson. Before we move into our pregame and start talking about starting lineups and all that, we do want to talk a little bit about the girls' sub-districts coming up next week. The pairings came out today from the Nebraska School Activities Association. Of most interest to this listening audience, I'm sure the Johnson Brock girls will be playing in their sub-districts at Thayer Central in Hebron. They will play Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock, and they will face Fremont Bergen. Fremont Bergen will be going against the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles, 5 o'clock Tuesday evening at Hebron. And you may be wondering, of course, we'll have live coverage for you right here on Sunny 101.3. If the ladies are successful on Tuesday, they will then play on Thursday at 6:30, also right back out at Thayer Central. Thayer Central, the number one seed in that one. They're on the other side of the bracket. Most likely they would be the opponent. That would be a 6:30 tip-off, and you guessed it, I'll be there. We'll have live coverage of that for you also here on Sunny 101.3. So, the Johnson Brock girls at Thayer Central Hebron, hopefully Tuesday and Thursday next week, and we'll have coverage for you right here. Meanwhile, over on KTNC next week, we'll be following the Sacred Heart Irish. They are at home. They open play Tuesday evening at 5:30, when they will be facing Meridian. John Nixon will have the call for you for those games, both Tuesday and Thursday. That'll be live from the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City, and those games will be on KTNC. And, of course, all the games can be heard online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select your favorite station from the drop-down box, and on your phone by downloading the free MSC Radio app. And, you know, before we go any farther here, we've got a birthday boy. You've heard me mention him before down in Louisville, Kentucky. Matt Prophet, I understand, is heading out in the morning for Disney World. Matt's going to Disney World to celebrate his birthday. So we want to open our broadcast by wishing him a very happy birthday. And, Matt, have a great time in Florida. We'll be glad to have you listening in to us here once again tonight. All right, let's look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, they're coached by Coach Greg Verhuizen. They are 15-6 on the year. He'll go with Brooklyn Verhuizen, a senior. She averages 10.2 points per ball game. Shiloh Wallman, a junior, 9.5 points per contest. Hayden Schaaf is also a junior, just 2 points per game. Andon Bornpole is a sophomore. She averages 5 points per contest. And around the starting five for the Falcons is Savannah Mahler. Savannah's been playing very well lately. She's the leading scorer on the team, averaging 11 points per game. And Savannah is a junior. Starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Eagles, coached by Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. They are 16-6. They'll go with Casey Knippelmeyer, a 5'6 sophomore, 13 points per game. Daly Pelican, 5'6 and a junior, 10 points per contest. Ruby Gravatt, a 6-foot senior. Lauren Behrens, a sophomore, at 5'8 with 8 points per game. And Kinley Weiss. Weiss is a 5'4 sophomore. She's averaging 9.2 points per contest for the Johnson Brock Eagles. I think we're about to go to our national anthem here at Johnson Brock, so we're going to step aside and take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny, 101.3.
Of the starters over the public address. So soon we do want to remind you, we also have basketball for you tonight over on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon is in Fall City, McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, the Fall City Tigers, hosting HTRS, a cross-county rivalry there between Humboldt Table Rock Steiner and Fall City. Those games are live right now over on KTNC. I had the Fall City Tigers on this just past Tuesday night. They boys picked up a big win out at Diller O'Dell, 37-36, a one-point victory there for the Fall City Tigers. So they're coming off of a win, flying high, going into their contest with HTRS. Again, those games tonight over on KTNC. Completing the introduction here now, again for Johnson Brock, Casey Knippelmark, Daly Pelican, Ruby Gravatt, Lauren Behrens, and Kinley Weiss. And for the Freeman Falcons, Brooke and Verhuizen, Shiloh Wallman, Hayden Shaw, Andon Bornpole, and Savannah Mahler. I've seen each of these teams, I think, at least three and maybe four times. So starting to be pretty familiar with these basketball teams from Freeman and Johnson Brock as we near the end of the regular season. All right, Schaaf will be in there to jump it up against Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt handles the opening tip easily and gets the ball up to the top of the key to Weiss with the basketball. Kinley Weiss. Pass goes underneath, baseline right side. Shot is up and off. No good by Ruby Gravatt. And pulling down the rebound is Brooklyn Verhuizen. Verhuizen will set the offense now for the Lady Falcons. Between the rings at the top of the circle goes to Savannah Mahler with the pass. Mahler comes to the near side. That's Shiloh Wallman handling the basketball. Inside the paint to Mahler. Now Wallman tries a three. That's off the iron. No. And the rebound pulled away nicely under there by Lauren Behrens. Behrens out left pass gives it up to Weiss. Kinley Weiss across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here now to open by the Freeman Falcons. Trying to drive in was Casey Knippelmeyer on the baseline left side. The ball got swatted away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, and we're going to put Knippelmeyer at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Brooklyn Verhuizen. Her first team foul number one of the quarter at the free throw line. Knippelmeyer, first one is up and good. Casey is a 76% free throw shooter on the season through the first 22 games here. So, not surprisingly, the first one went in. The second one is up and good also. Knippelmeyer with a pair of free throws gives Johnson Brock the first lead here of the ball game, 2-0. Lady Eagles lead it. Opening minute of play, 7:10 to go in the first quarter. We're in Johnson tonight. Here come the Freeman Falcons with the basketball. Schaaf in the corner, down deep in the baseline, right side, around the top to Verhuizen. Mahler for three, got it. Savannah Moeller hit a three from the right wing.
ELC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt.
Barron's first free throw is up and good. She got that one to drop. She'll have a second shot coming. Warren Barron's second free throw on the way. It's up and good. She got them both. So Barron's with a pair of free throws. And it's 6-3. Johnson Brock leading the Freeman.
Ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much.
All right, Johnson Brock with the basketball. 6-5, Lady Eagles up. 4:58 to go here in the first quarter. We apologize for those technical difficulties. We hope we're back with you here now. Here's Lauren Barron's on a driving layup on the baseline. Put it up, couldn't get it. Savannah Moeller comes down with the rebound. Moeller down court with the pass. Gets it into fourth court to Brooklyn Syracuse. The ball is tipped away, out of bounds, lost. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Off the bench, Josie Stoodhite will check into the lineup now for the Eagles. She'll come in and replace Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt will take a breather. Stoodhite will check in. On the dribble across the timeline with the basketball comes Kinley Weiss to set the offense. Casey Knippelmeyer holds to the ball, looking underneath for Stoodhite. Top of the key comes to Barron's with it. To the near side on the wing now. Lob pass inside to Barron's in traffic. Tried to go up with a shot. It was blocked away. The ball goes out of bounds off of the Falcons. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own bucket. 4:22 to go here in the first quarter. 6-5. Johnson Brock up by one. Daly Pelican, she'll toss it in right under the basket on the left side. Oh, got a nice pass in. Shot is up and off. No good. Doesn't fall. Rebound comes down to Knippelmeyer. Back to Pelican in the corner. They try to knock it away. Shiloh Wallman with Pelican all the way for the driving lay-in. Up and off. No good. Rebound taken away under the basket by Grace Menzel, who just checked into the ball game. Menzel brings the ball down court into the forecourt to the left wing. Finds Verhuizen from the corner. A deep three is up and off. No good. Moeller. Ball is loose on the floor. Moeller gets it back. Follow shot is up. It won't go. And the rebound comes down to Barron's. Barron's outlet pass quickly down court to Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer between the rings, top of the key, to the right side. Goes to Daly Pelican. Pelican under the basket, driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Oh, a sweet move by Daly Pelican. Went around two defenders on the right side baseline and dropped it in, and it's 8-5. Here's a long three up from Verhuizen on the right side. Rebound to Weiss. Kinley Weiss has Knippelmeyer out ahead of her. Mahler's there defending. Layup, up, off, no good. Great defense there by Savannah Mahler. Now a tie-up and a held ball is going to be called. Josie Studheit reached in and took the ball away from Mahler. They call it a jump ball, held ball. Possession arrow goes to the Freeman Falcons. 3:21 to go, first quarter, 8-5. Johnson Brock is up by 3. This is Brooklyn Verhoeven with the basketball. Verhoeven at the top of the key, comes to the right side with it, feeds over to Bornpole. Lob pass inside traffic, shot is up, no. Grace Menzel couldn't get it, but she got her own rebound, stepped on the sideline. She'll go out of bounds. It'll turn the ball back over to Johnson Brock. Fast-paced basketball here. Here's Schauf back into the lineup. Peyton Schauf checks in. She will relieve Mahler. Mahler will take a breather. All right. Into forecourt comes Kinley Weiss, picked up in the man-to-man defense here by Verhoeven to the near side Pelican. Lauren Behrens, a cross-court pass. Weiss will try a three from the right corner that's too long, and a rebound brought down by Bornpole. Into forecourt with the basketball is Verhoeven. Right side, Grace Menzel, inside the paint. Driving layup up, no. Rebound pulled down, and a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow, Johnson Brock. 2:39 to play, first quarter. It's 8-5. Johnson Brock with a 3-point lead here at Johnson. The Freeman Falcons, the Johnson Brock Eagles, nearly identical records. Freeman 15-6, Johnson Brock 16-6. Great matchup here so far. With the basketball is Knippelmeyer. Spin move, Casey in the paint, kicks it out to Pelican on the left wing. Pelican tries to take it in for a driving lay, and up and good. Daley Pelican has made a couple of sweet moves here tonight to get to the basket for the driving layup. There's a pass underneath, stolen away by Pelican. Oh, but her foot came down on the baseline. Pelican jumped that route perfectly, just like a defensive back in football. She saw the pass coming across court, jumped the route, intercepted the ball, but her foot came down on the baseline. Substitute checking in now for Freeman. Into the ball game is Brenna Harms. Harms just a freshman. She'll come in and spell Brooklyn Verhoeven. Verhoeven will take a little breather. Harms into the ball game. Bounce pass to the right side of the corner. Bornpole with the ball. Comes up top to Shiloh Wallman. Driving layup. Whistle. Foul in the lane. Trying to take the ball to the bucket was Grace Menzel. And I think they're going to call it a shooting foul, and they're going to put Menzel at the free throw line where she'll be shooting the two shots. The foul is going to go on Josie Studheit. On Studheit, that is her first foul, team foul number one on Johnson Brock. So now at the free throw line, Grace Menzel, she's a 53% free throw shooter on the season through their first 21 games, that is. Menzel shooting two. Shot is up and off, no good. Couldn't get it. So she hit the first one, missed the second one. Makes it 10-6 now. Johnson Brock up 5-4. In the paint, Knippelmeyer goes to the corner to Behrens. Behrens in traffic. Oh, had the ball dribbled away from her. Now Behrens reaches in, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Josie Studheit, that is. Studheit picks up her second personal. Team foul number two on Johnson Brock. Studheit called for the foul. She'll set down. Behrens checks back in. 10-6 your score. Johnson Brock up by 4 with a minute 47 to play in the first quarter. We're at Johnson Brock High School tonight in Johnson. My name is Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer for this broadcast. Here's a long three from the top of the circle that won't go. Pulling down the rebound is Emily Bowling, who just checked into the lineup. Bowling gets the defensive board. They go to Knippelmeyer in the corner. A collision on the corner baseline right side, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Freeman Falcons. Going to get Grace Menzel, I believe, for this one. I'm going to have to wait till they post it. Yes, Menzel picks up her first. Team foul number three. Johnson Brock's basketball. Daley Pelican will toss it in into the basket. Into the corner, finds Weiss up to Knippelmeyer to the left elbow. Now Behrens holds the ball at the free throw line. Flips it to Weiss into the corner. Now Bowling with the basketball. She's in the paint. Bowling to the top of the key. A cross-court pass finds Knippelmeyer. In the paint with it goes Weiss to the corner. Bowling with a long three that's off the iron, and the rebound comes down to Schauf. Peyton Schauf, the junior, pulls down that board. Quickly down court, her pass to Brenna Harms. Harms, top of the key, finds Mahler with the ball to the near side, Grace Menzel. A three from the corner, right side up and good. Hitting the three was Shiloh Wallman. Wallman cans a three, and it's 10-9. Johnson Brock's lead now trimmed to just one. bowling with the basketball, top of the key, finds Barron. She backs in against Mahler. Up top it goes to the right wing, back out to Pelican. Now Knippelmeyer tries a three and nails it. Casey Knippelmeyer, her first shot of the night. She hits a three from the left elbow just outside the three-point arc. Makes it a four-point Johnson-Brock lead, 13-9, with 23 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Falcons basketball, they'll play for the final shot. Savannah Mahler, bounce pass to Schaaf in the corner. They go to Mahler. Pass is tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Casey Knippelmeyer. Checking into the lineup now is Ayla Eggers. Eggers, a 5'2 sophomore. Checking in, she'll replace Emily Bowling for the Eagles. 14 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 13-9. Johnson-Brock on top. Top of the key. Shiloh Wallman tries the three. It does not go. Rebound comes down to Johnson-Brock. They'll have to hurry. Knippelmeyer gives it up top to Pelican. Long shot by Weiss off the glass. There's a buzzer. And after one quarter, Johnson-Brock leads Freeman 13-9. After one, we'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Couple of quick scores here at halftime. The HTRS girls leading the Fall City girls at the half, 20-3. Also a halftime score, Johnson County Central 25, Pawnee City 7. Those both in the girls' basketball around the area. We move to the second quarter here with Johnson-Brock on top, 13-9. Freeman will have the first possession of the basketball here as we move into the second quarter. They go underneath to Schaaf with it on the right side baseline. She clears it to the top of the key. Mahler for three. Got it. Boy, you can't leave Savannah Mahler alone out here. She will hit that three. I've been watching her do it all this month. I think this is the third time I've covered him, and Mahler can hit that one if you don't keep a hand in her face, and she did right there. Now Johnson-Brock down court. Knippelmeyer tries to answer. Her shot is just long off the rim, and the rebound to Bierhuizen. Bierhuizen gets it down court. Gets the pass right back. Mahler's going to try another three. This one is off. No good, but the rebound comes back to the top of the key to Bierhuizen. She's in the corner, dribbles back down deep, baseline left side, passes it up between the rings, and finds Mahler again. Right side, this is Bornpole handling the ball inside the paint, under the basket. Shiloh Wallman shot is up, off, no good. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Lauren Behrens. Behrens picks up her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Johnson-Brock. And at the free throw line will be Shiloh Wallman. She hits 62% of her free throws. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe tonight. First one is up and good. Shiloh Wallman will have a second shot coming here. All tied to 13 apiece now. Shiloh Wallman will try to give Freeman the lead, and she does. She hits them both, 14-13. Freeman goes up by one. We're 1 minute into the second quarter, 6:59 to go in the first half. Ruby Gravatz back in the ball game. She goes with a cross-court pass that comes to the left side to Knippelmeyer. A little 12-foot jumper's off and no good. Ball is tipped out of there. And coming up with the loose basketball is Bornpole. Down court it goes to Bierhuizen in the corner right side. Brooklyn can't get to the basket. Tied up and it got away out of bounds. Great job by Ruby Gravatz. She got Bierhuizen tied up down in the corner. Bierhuizen lost the basketball out of bounds. And the pressure will turn the ball back over now to Johnson-Brock. Well, you got it. That halftime score up at Pawnee City. Johnson County leading Pawnee City 25-7 at the half. Johnson County over the girls. Here's a jump shot from the right side put up by Weiss. It doesn't go. struggle for the rebound. Ruby Gravatt in there battling with Savannah Mahler. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. That means that Daly Pelican will inbound the pass for the Lady Eagles. Gets it into Gravatt in the corner. Ruby comes up top, right back to Pelican down deep. She's trapped down there. She finds Knippelmeyer with the pass. Knippelmeyer got double team, goes to Weiss. Weiss in the paint, right side to Gravatt. Gravatt passes up the shot across court. Behrens. Behrens brings it out to Knippelmeyer for a three. In and out of there, rimmed around. Gravatt had the rebound for a minute, then it's taken away underneath the basket by Savannah Mahler, or by Hayden Schauff, rather. Down court quickly. Mahler with the basketball at the top of the circle. A cross-court pass in the paint. Driving lay-in up off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt, the outlet pass to Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer tries to get around the defender. Feeds it to the top of the circle around the horn. Pelican with the ball. Deep corner. Low post. Baseline right side. Ruby Gravatt handles the basketball. Now to Lauren Behrens in the paint. Knippelmeyer passed up an open three. Now she'll try a little 10-foot jumper. That's good. Nice job there by Casey Knippelmeyer. A little 12-foot jumper on the baseline left side of the basket. Makes it 15-14. Johnson Brock back up by one with 5 minutes 12 seconds to go here in the first half. Handling the ball is Andon Bornpohl for the Falcons. Around to Verhuizen. There's Mahler for another three. Savannah Mahler, that is her third three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 11. Timeout taken by Johnson Brock. 5:01 to go first half. 17-15. Raymond on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Action here at Johnson. 17-15. Freeman is up by two, due largely in part to the three-point shooting by Savannah Mahler here for the Falcons. Daly Pelican picked up her dribble. She needs help. Knippelmeyer comes out to get the basketball from her. Now in the ball game is Ayla Eggers. Eggers, a cross-court pass to the right side, comes to Behrens. Back up top to Daly Pelican. Near side, Knippelmeyer with the ball. Kicks it out to Pelican. She's going to try a long three, and it's good. Daly Pelican hits the three from the right wing. She's got 7 points. That pulls Johnson Brock up on top once again, 18-17. A lot of lead changes here. Driving for the layup in the paint is Brooklyn Verhuizen. She will be fouled, and we're going to put Verhuizen to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots here for the Falcons. The foul is going to be on Casey Knippelmeyer. That is her first team foul, number two. Verhuizen hits 75% of her free throws, and she made that one. 75% free throw shooter. That's her first point of the night. She averages 10.2 points per game through the first 21 games of the year. Brooklyn Verhuizen, second shot is up and off. No good. The ball is loose. Daly Pelican comes up with it. We've got a two-on-two fast break. Ayla Eggers passed up an open look in the corner. Didn't want to take it. Back it comes to Pelican. Top of the key, Knippelmeyer with it. Casey feeds inside to Behrens. Now Ayla Eggers with the ball. Eggers around to Pelican. Ruby Gravatt, right elbow. Ruby Gravatt penetrates into the paint, kicks it back out to Behrens. Shot clock at 10. Knippelmeyer, spin move in the paint. Tries to get in for a driving layup. Couldn't get it, but she's fouled. Nice move by Casey Knippelmeyer. She took the ball right into the teeth of two defenders there. Just dared them to try and stop her. And she ended up drawing the foul. She'll be at the line to shoot two shots. Fouls on Andon Bornpohl. Her first team foul of the quarter. Casey Knippelmeyer shooting two. First one is up and good. Casey hits 76% of her free throws on the year. She's 3 for 3 tonight. Has 8 points in the ballgame. Casey Knippelmeyer ready for her second free throw attempt. Looks to the hoop. Shot is up. Shot is good. She hit them both. She's 4 for 4 tonight on the line. Has 9 points. And it's 20-18 now. Johnson Brock up by two. Here come the Falcons from Freeman. Down court with 3:41 to go in this second period, first half. On the baseline left side is Grace Menzel. She couldn't get a look at it. Comes out to Shiloh Wallman, a floater blocked away nicely by Pelican. Rebound comes back out to Menzel. Now Vierhuizen with the ball. Into the corner, Wallman handles it. Baseline left side, they put it into the freshman now, Brenna Harms. There's a three that's up and doesn't go. Rebound, Vierhuizen. Follow shot, Vierhuizen. Whistle and a foul. We're going to put Brooklyn back to the line. She was there just a moment ago, made one and missed one. She'll be shooting two shots here. Let's see who they're going to put this foul on. They still not posting it up there. First free throw is up and good for Brooklyn Vierhuizen, so she's now hit two out of three. Apparently they're not going to post the foul for me this time. They still haven't put it up. Second shot for Vierhuizen is up. She got them both that time. She's now three out of four, has 3 points. There they posted it. Ayla Eggers called for the personal on Ayla. That was her first. Now Eggers for three, just short off the front of the rim, saved from going out of bounds by Knippelmeyer. Nope, they say she stepped on the baseline, did not get the save, so the basketball goes back to the Freeman Falcons. All tied up at 20 apiece here in Johnson with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first half of our girls' varsity contest, the first half of a doubleheader. Boys' varsity game coming up after this. With the ball is Brooklyn Vierhuizen driving layup in the paint. Couldn't get it. Ayla Eggers comes crashing in and knocks the ball away. They're probably going to get Ayla for this one. No, they're not. And now, yes, they are. Ayla Eggers gets called for the personal. That'll be her second personal. Team foul number 3 of the quarter. Not a shooting foul. Freeman will have it under their own bucket with a new shot clock. 35 seconds on the clock. Inbound to Grace Menzel. Menzel driving layup. No. Great defense by Knippelmeyer. She blocked Menzel's shot, then got the rebound back. Feeds it underneath to Bowling. Driving layup up and good. Nice job getting the ball to Emily Bowling there by Knippelmeyer. Spin move, baseline layup does not go. Rebound comes down to the Falcons. They take it back out to the top of the key to reset the offense. Bourne pulled to the near side, finds Brenna Harms. Now Vierhuizen wants to drive the baseline on Weiss. Weiss won't let her have it. Feeds it underneath, driving lay-in up and good. Shiloh Wallman. Vierhuizen with a great pass to find Wallman on the baseline. We're tied at 22 once again. Now Bowling with the basketball in the corner on the low post right side. There's a long three off the front of the rim. Rebound Bowling. Follow shot. Couldn't get it to go. Oh, Emily Bowling had an excellent opportunity. Couldn't come up with it. Now traveling is going to be called. Coming the other way on Brooklyn Vierhuizen. And Johnson Rock gets the ball back. 2:06 to go here in the first half at Johnson. Tied at 22 apiece. It's been really tight all the way. Johnson Rock was up by 4 after one quarter, 13-9. Going to have to hurry to get this thing in. Barely got it in before the 5 count. They get it into Weiss. Up top it comes to Daly Pelican. Right side Bowling. Bowling goes into the corner with it. Looks for Knippelmeyer. Again back to Bowling. Bounce pass on the baseline inside traffic. Going up with it is Weiss. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Pulled away underneath defensively by Brooklyn Vierhuizen. 1:45 to go here in the first half. Tied at 22 apiece. This is Menzel in traffic. Watch out, there's Mahler with the ball. She didn't take it that time. Driving lay-in up, went over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. I used to shoot some of those. I called that my fadeaway shot. That's where the ball fades away behind the backboard. It went over the top and missed everything, out of bounds. Johnson Brock gets the ball back. Tied at 22 apiece with 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Johnson Brock comes down court. Ball is tipped away from Weiss. Knocked out of bounds over there by Mahler. It'll stay with Johnson Brock with 28 seconds on the shot clock. Now Daly Pelican handles the ball. Comes up top with it to Knippelmeyer. Right side back to Pelican. A little weave. Pelican goes in for a shot in the lane and she'll be fouled. Daly Pelican does a great job of getting the players to come up on her. She'll be at the line to shoot two. A 60% free throw shooter is Daly Pelican. She has 7 points already tonight. Here shooting two shots. Daly Pelican. Ready for her first. It's up and good. She got it. She'll have a second. 8 points now for Daly Pelican. Still haven't posted who that foul was on. Pelican. Ready for her second shot. Looking to the basket. It's on the way up, and it's good also. She got them both. Well, we missed who that foul was called on. It didn't get posted. Here's a driving layup by Wallman on the baseline. They collapse on her defensively, a whistle and a foul. And Shiloh Wallman will be at the line where she will be shooting two shots. She's 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. That foul is going to be on Daly Pelican, her first, team foul number 5. Free throw is up and good for Shiloh Wallman. Shiloh's now hit 3 out of 3 tonight. She has 8 points in the ball game. 5 team fouls with a minute 14 to go in the period, so Raymond will be shooting on the rest of the fouls. Second shot is up and off, no good. Bowling is there to pull down the rebound. Emily Bowling went up and took that one away from a couple of defenders. The downcourt pass comes to Weiss. Over to Daly Pelican on the right side. Pelican, spin move in the paint. Double team, she's triple team. She's trapped. She gets the ball back to Weiss. Kenley Weiss goes around the defender, Verhuizen. Up top it comes to Behrens. Near midcourt, they're going to get it over and back. No, they're going to have a foul call. Question is, was the ball tipped here? The officials are going to have to meet. There was no foul, but the question is, was the ball tipped? That's the difference on whether or not we call over and back. Yes, we are going to have a foul. After they discussed it, the foul is going to go on the Freeman Falcons. It's going to be called on Andon Bornbull, her second team foul. 51 seconds to go here in the first half. 24-23. Johnson Brock up by 1. They have a fresh shot clock with 35 seconds. Daly Pelican works it in. Takes it underneath for a driving layup. Oh, she did not get fouled that time. People all around her. Down to Menzel. It comes with a long downcourt pass. Wallman will try a 3 that's off. No good. Pelican's got the rebound. Daly on a fast break. She's got Knippelmeyer out ahead of her. Better to... Oh, and the ball tipped away from Knippelmeyer. They tried to get it down underneath to Casey Knippelmeyer, but heads up defense by Shiloh Wallman prevented the easy lay-in there by Knippelmeyer. 29 seconds to go here. The shot clock has turned off in the first half. Johnson Brock with a chance to play for the final shot. Driving lay-in up, off, no good. Chasing the ball down in the corner is Emily Bowling. Bowling did a good job of hanging on to it and went out of bounds off of Freeman. Bowling managed to flip the ball up off of Brooklyn Verhuizen, and it'll stay with Johnson Brock. 21 seconds to play first half. 24-23. Johnson Brock with a single point. Chance to play for the final shot here. They want to get to the locker room with at least that 1 point lead. Not give a chance for Freeman to score any more points. Now waiting for somebody to come up. Weiss gets a pick, sets to the top of the key all the way in, goes to the corner right side with it to Pelican. Pelican looks to the time clock, 8 seconds, down to 6. Now Knippelmeyer in the paint, little floaters up. Oh, off the rim, nope, and the rebound comes down to Freeman. No chance for a shot. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles will go to the locker room with a 1 point lead. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 24. And Freeman, 23. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back and look at the individual scoring as part of our Highland Community College halftime scoring report. That's coming up in 2 minutes, right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. Please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime, and time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's look at the numbers. First, for the Freeman Falcons, they're led at the half by Savannah Mahler. She's in double figures with 11 points. Shiloh Wallman has 8, 3 for Brooklyn Beerhusen, and Grace Menzel added 1 for their total of 23 points. From the free throw line, the Falcons hit 7 out of 10 in the first half. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, Casey Knippelmeyer has 9, Daly Pelican also with 9 points, Lauren Behrens had it 4, and Emily Bowling came off the bench and chipped in 2 for their total of 24. Listen to this number. Johnson Brock hit 8 out of 8 from the free throw line, shooting 100% from the line, 8 out of 8, and they have a 1-point lead here at the half, 24-23. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Now we'll take a 2-minute break. Send it back to Kirk Kilman at the Sunny 101.3 studios. He'll update you with the latest weather forecast, followed by another 2 minutes of all important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workitfast.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. Mostly clear skies and light winds for tonight. Lows will make it down to the upper 20s to near 30. Friday, an abundance of sunshine. Winds remain light. Highs warm into the upper 50s to near 60. Friday night, clouds will be on the increase. Rain chances arrive after midnight. Lows drop to 38, winds still light. Saturday, cloudy, rain likely. Highs top out near 53. Winds east-northeast, 5 to 10. Saturday night, slight chance for rain lingers before midnight, then gradual clearing. Lows fall back to 34, winds will be light. Looking ahead to Sunday, sunny, highs reach 62, winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy and lows head down to 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock at the half of Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Freeman Falcons 24-23 by a single point. Again, if you weren't listening during our pregame show, we want to remind the special interest to our Johnson Brock listeners, the Johnson Brock Eagles will be playing in the girls' sub-districts next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. They'll be playing at Thayer Central and Hebron, and they'll be facing off with Fremont Bergen. And you'll hear the game live right here on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly will be on hand to call that one for you. Again, we'll be at Hebron, Nebraska, 5 o'clock Tuesday with the Lady Eagles. Good luck to them. We've got lots of wood to chop here yet tonight. 24-23, Johnson Brock up by one. Freeman with the basketball. We move into third quarter action. On the dribble on the right side is Brooklyn Verhuizen. Top of the key comes up to Samantha Mahler with the pass. Verhuizen works inside the paint. Kicks it down into the corner, deep right side. Comes back to Bornpole. There's a shot up and off by Mahler. That one wouldn't go, and the rebound taken away by Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer picked up by Verhuizen at the midcourt line. Man-to-man defense by the Freeman Falcons. Ruby Gravatt handles the basketball over on the left wing. A cross-court pass. There's a long three on the way up. Does not go. Saved from going out of bounds. That shot was put up over here from the near side by Daly Pelican. And then Behrens tried to save it on the baseline, but she stepped on the baseline in doing so. So that'll turn the ball back to the Falcons. Still 24-23. Johnson Brock with that one-point lead. Shiloh Wallman handles the basketball. Gives in to Mahler. Mahler at the free throw line. Goes to Verhuizen with it. Bornpole feeds underneath. Schoff shot up off. No. Rebound. Verhuizen kicks it out to Mahler for three up and good. Savannah Mahler now with 14 points in the ball game, and that is her fourth three-pointer of this contest. If you give her an open look, three out of four times, she's going to hit that one out there. She just nailed it again. This is Knippelmeyer. She can do the same thing, but they're not letting her get open. They're in her face the minute she gets the ball. Now Behrens on the left wing. Skip pass comes all the way across to Daly Pelican. Pelican finds Behrens at the free throw line. Looking for Pelican. Vices into the paint. Wanting it. Now there's a long shot up by Gravatt that doesn't go. Ruby had an open look from the top of the key. Tried it. Couldn't get it to fall. 26-24. There's a shot up and good. It getting the lay-in on the baseline there was Brooklyn Vierhuizen. She's got five. 28-24. Suddenly a four-point lead now. Five unanswered points to start the third quarter here for the Freeman Falcons. In the corner, Knippelmeyer comes to Kinley Weiss with her pass. Weiss got double-teamed on the left wing. Gives it back to Knippelmeyer for an open-look three that's off no good. Rebound down to Vierhuizen. Brooklyn Vierhuizen, long down-court pass to the right side. There's a three on the way from the corner, up and off, can't get it. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Knippelmeyer. He was down there battling with Shiloh Wallman for that loose basketball. It'll stay with the Falcons. 5:43 to go, third quarter, 28-24. Freeman up by four now. Fresh shot clock. There's a shot up by Mahler that doesn't go. Rebound for that. Out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Johnson Brock. Went off of the Freeman Falcons. Johnson Brock's basketball. A little bit of confusion among the officials here. The girls knew who it belonged to. On the dribble comes Kinley Weiss. Weiss working one-on-one hard here now against Brooklyn Vierhuizen. Vierhuizen ties her up. They fall to the floor. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. Now taking a break will be Ruby Gravatt. And to replace her, Josie Stoodhite back onto the floor for the Eagles. Daly Pelican will inbound it with her bright pink shoes on the corner on the right side. Lobs it up top, gets it into the top of the key and finds Lauren Behrens. Behrens takes it all in for a driving layup. She gets fouled and will put Lauren Behrens at the line. Lauren is 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Johnson Brock a perfect 8 for 8 from the line in that first half. Now, Lauren Behrens. That foul was on Savannah Mahler, her first team foul, number 1 of the quarter. Free throw is up and good for Lauren Behrens. She has 5 points now. And another free throw coming here for the sophomore. Lauren Behrens, free throw is up. This one just short off the front of the rim. That one did not fall. And a rebound down to Vierhuizen. Quickly into forecourt, driving lay-in up and good by Shiloh Wallman. Wallman's in double figures. She's got 10 points, and the lead is back to 5 now for the Falcons with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Now Knippelmeyer takes it to the corner, goes up with a little underhanded lay-in up and good. I don't know how she hit that, but Casey put that one down, and she's got 11 points. An awkward-looking, fallen-down, underhanded shot. There's a driving lay-in at the other end by Brooklyn Vierhuizen. And Vierhuizen has 7 points, 32-27. The lead is back to 5. A cross-court pass to Josie Stoodhite. Top of the key, Lauren Behrens. Behrens guarded by Mahler. Takes it into traffic. Stoodhite's going to try a three from the corner. It's short. Ball is going to be chased down nicely by Kinley Weiss. Weiss gives it over to Knippelmeyer in the corner. She does a spin move in the paint. Goes up with a shot that won't go. Rebound is pulled down under the other side by Hayden Shaw. Down court pass quickly comes Bornpohl with the ball up top to Mahler. Now Schauf on the right elbow. Oh, there was a double dribble the referee just missed. She held the ball with both hands for a moment, went back to another dribble. Shiloh Wallman top of the key. He was off to the right side to Brooklyn Vierhuizen. Driving layup, Vierhuizen, whistle, foul. Vierhuizen's going to be at the line to shoot two. Brooklyn Vierhuizen went right down the avenue there, drew the foul. I think it's going to go on Stoodhite. Yes, it is. Josie just picked up her third personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Eagles. At the free throw line, Brooklyn Vierhuizen, 3 out of 4 so far tonight. This one is up and good. She's now hit 4 out of 5. She hits 75% on the season, 80% tonight so far, hitting 4 out of 5. Brooklyn Vierhuizen. Look down here on the baseline under the basket. My friend Luke Nichols from the Beatrice Sun here covering the game. So if you subscribe to the Beatrice Sun, probably can read all about tonight's ball game in Beatrice. Good to see my friend Luke. Second shot is up and good for Brooklyn Vierhuizen. He camps out on the baseline under the basket. He's braver than I am. He sets down. I like to stay on my feet and keep moving. Timeout's going to be taken with 3:54 to go in the third quarter. 34-27. Freeman on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them.
At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Cable Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Decided to take a timeout and settle the girls down. Johnson Brock with the basketball. We move back to live action. Daly Pelican on the dribble. Comes to the right side to Lauren Behrens. Now they go around the corner. Kinley Weiss will try a three that's off no good. And the rebound brought down by Grace Menzel. Fast break at the other end. The driving layup. Shot is up. No. Traveling called on the baseline. Andon Borvold just couldn't get her feet under herself here. And she ended up traveling on the attempted lay-in down here on the baseline. Johnson Brock down by 7, 34-27, 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Eagles basketball. This is Daly Pelican with the left-handed dribble. Picks up the dribble, feeds to Knippelmeyer. She'll try a three. It's off the rim, no. The ball is loose. The rebound comes down to Savannah Mahler. Mahler feeds the ball up court to Shiloh Wallman. Wallman to the left side. That's Verhuizen with the ball. She nails a three. Brooklyn Verhuizen puts up the three-pointer. She's got 7, 9 points here in the second half, 12 points in the ballgame now. A shot from Josie Studheit in the corner. It was a two. She nailed it. Josie Studheit with her first bucket of the evening, a two-pointer from the corner right side of the basket. But the lead is 8. There's a driving layup. Mahler, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Daly Pelican. Pelican's second personal, team foul number 2 of the stanza on Johnson Brock. And it'll put Savannah Mahler at the line. Mahler, a junior, 66% free throw shooter. Already has 14 points tonight, here shooting 2. First one is up and good. Hit the back of the rim, hit the front of the rim, hit the back of the rim, and then found its way in the hole. That one kept us in suspense there for a couple of bounces. Savannah Mahler with a second free throw coming. It's on the way up. No doubt about that one. It went right down the middle. She got them both. Mahler now has 16 points to lead all scorers in the ballgame. Timeout taken on the floor with 2:46 to go in the third quarter. It's a 10-point Freeman lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brock was up at halftime 24-23, but here in this third quarter, the Lady Falcons from Freeman have gone on a 16-5 run to take a 10-point lead here now, 39-29, with 2:46 to play in the third quarter. Now, there's still a lot of basketball to play here. We're only in the third period. But Johnson Brock has now found themselves behind by double digits. Coming out of the timeout, they will have the basketball. Inbounding it, Knippelmeyer into Kinley Weiss. Weiss brings it down court, sets the offense, goes into Daly Pelican, driving, laying up and good. Daly Pelican caught him sleeping on defense. She laid it in, got the layup. She's got 11, and Daly's in double figures. Now trying to answer with a driving layup from the other end is up and good by Andon Borvold. The sophomore, Andon Borvold, with her first bucket of the night. She answers quickly, and the lead is right back to 10 at 41-31. This is Lauren Behrens backing in against Mahler, kicks it around the corner. Now Pelican will try a three and got it. Daly Pelican hits a three from the corner. Johnson Brock needs to start heating up the net from three here. Pelican now with 14 points. Here's a three from the other end, up and good. Boy, it didn't take long for him to answer on that one. Brooklyn Verhuizen came back and got a three of her own. She's had a big third quarter. Verhuizen, 12 points here in the third period. There's a driving layup by Lauren Behrens, and she's going to be fouled. Behrens will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. And I think the 44-34, a 10-point lead. The foul is going to be... No, that can't be. There we go. Savannah Muller picks up the foul, her second. The first free throw for Lauren Behrens is up and off, no good. She'll get another one. Lauren has hit 3 out of 5 tonight from the line. She has 5 points in the ballgame. Lauren Behrens, ready for her second attempt. It's up and it's good. She got that one. So now the lead is 9, 44-35, with a minute 45 to play in the third quarter. On the dribble comes Brooklyn Vierhuizen to set the offense. Passes to the near side on the wing to Warnpole. Back it comes to Shiloh Wallman. Warnpole kicks it to the corner. Grace Menzel tries a long one, up and off, no good. Behrens comes down with the rebound, and she'll clear it down court to Daly Pelican. Pelican goes around the defender, drives up, lays it in, and good. Daly Pelican, boy, you just give her the slightest opening in the lane, and she'll drive it on you, and she did right there. Daly with 16 points now for Johnson Brock. There's a shot up, blocked nicely by Behrens. Wallman put up a shot, Behrens blocked it. And down it comes to Kinley Weiss, driving lay-in. Oh, it was on the rim and wouldn't drop for her. Kinley had a nice look on a lay-in and just sat there for the longest time. Now Grace Menzel handles the ball for the Falcons. 54 seconds to play here in the quarter. It's a 7-point lead, 44-37. There's a 3 on the way, short off in front of the rim, put up by Vierhuizen. Rebound Weiss, outlet pass to Knippelmeyer. Casey down court with the dribble. Looking for Bowling under the basket, nothing there. Now they go to the right side to Kinley Weiss. Weiss has the ball stripped away and stolen, got it right back. Weiss goes in for a driving layup, a whistle, and a foul on the floor, I think. Don't believe this will be a shooting foul. Weiss was hoping it would be, but that's not the case. 31 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock is turned off. 44-37, a 7-point lead here in the third quarter. Daly Pelican will inbound it on the baseline right under her own basket. Lobs it up top. They'll chase it down. Bowling gives it up to the left elbow. Now back to Daly Pelican. Behrens gets the pass between the rings, top of the circle. To the left wing, almost threw it away. Kinley Weiss chases it down. Johnson Brock wants to play for the final shot here, down by 7. 10 seconds to go. Weiss comes up top with it. Behrens to the right side. Knippelmeyer, she'll pull up with a shot. And in and out off the back. Oh, it wouldn't go. Buzzer's going to sound. No shot. After three quarters, Freeman leads Johnson Brock 44-37. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here in Johnson, working with our producer-engineer, Kurt Tillman, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. A fresh 8 minutes is up to go here. We move into the fourth quarter, 44-37, Johnson Brock. Not a good third period there for the Lady Eagles. They got outscored 21-13 in that quarter. Now there seems to be some confusion over who gets the basketball first. They were going to give it to Johnson Brock to start this fourth quarter. Confusion on the possession arrow. Now they straighten it out, and they're going to say Freeman gets the ball to start the fourth period. So the Falcons, with a 7-point lead and 8 minutes to hang on here at Johnson, and that's not an easy task when you're playing at Johnson Brock. Let's see what happens with the basketball as Brooklyn Vierhuizen Veerhuizen. A cross-court pass comes to Andon Bornpole. Right back to Veerhuizen. Skip pass across to the right side. They go into Mahler in the paint. Baseline right side, Shiloh Wallman. Underhanded shot up, off, whistle, foul. And Wallman is going to be at the line. Shiloh is in double figure. She has 10 points tonight. She has hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line so far this evening. That foul on Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt picks up her second personal. First free throw is up and good for Shiloh Wallman. She will have a second shot coming. Makes it 45-37. The lead is 8. Shiloh Wallman, second free throw is up. This one is off the rim, but Mahler comes down with the rebound. Then a held ball is called as Knippelmeyer did a great job of reaching in there on Wallman. Possession arrow goes to Johnson Brock, and the Lady Eagles will get the basketball back. All right, 7:39 to go in this one, 45-37. In the corner, Ruby Gravatt with the basketball, left side. Kinley Weiss, open look for 3, in and out of there. But the rebound to Gravatt. Ruby did a great job of battling for that one. Clears the pass up to Daly Pelican. Pelican, between the rings, delivers the ball inside to Behrens. Baseline left side, Knippelmeyer tries to go around to Schoff, couldn't get to the basket. The pass has to come back to the top of the key to Kinley Weiss. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a reach-in foul going to be called on the Falcons. See who they got on this one. Foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Veerhuizen. That is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. 7:05 to go in the ballgame. It's an 8-point deficit. Johnson Brock trying to battle back here. Behrens all the way across the court. Goes to Kinley Weiss, who has the ball tipped away by Veerhuizen. Weiss regains possession of the ball, goes inside with it. Trying to drive in for a layup is Daly Pelican. She's going to be fouled, I think, on the floor, though. Not a shooting foul this time. It'll just be Johnson Brock's ball with a fresh shot clock. Foul is going to be called on Shiloh Wallman, her first, team foul number 2. Top of the key, Kinley Weiss is going to try a 3. That's in and out. The 3s just aren't dropping for the Lady Eagles here tonight, and consequently they are down by 8. 45-37 with 6:38 to go in the ballgame. Savannah Mahler with a nice pass, puts it in underneath. Now a tie-up. Held ball stays with Freeman on the possession. 6:32 to go. Here in the regulation fourth quarter, an 8-point deficit for Johnson Brock trailing the Freeman Falcons. Coming up next, the boys' varsity contest, the second half of tonight's doubleheader. Also, we'll pass along some scores from other games around the area. They go into Savannah Mahler with it. She tries to put up a shot in the paint. She'll be fouled. Mahler will be at the free throw line. Savannah is 66% free throw shooter. Foul is going to be called on Kinley Weiss, her first. Here's Mahler's first free throw, up and good. Savannah Mahler, a perfect 3-for-3 from the line tonight. She has 17 points in this basketball game. Ready for her second free throw. It's up and it's good also. Got them both. So Mahler, 18 points right now to lead the scoring for the Freeman Falcons. Makes it 47-37, back to a double-digit deficit here. Johnson Brock trying to battle back from this. Behrens on the baseline, tried to go up with a shot, blocked away by Mahler. Fast break the other way. Veerhuizen goes under the basket, falls to the floor. A collision, a couple of defenders collapsed on her. Probably going to get Kinley Weiss for this one, I think. Kinley Weiss's second personal. That's the fourth team foul of the quarter. And it'll be Freeman's basketball under their own basket, leading by 10 with 6:05 to go in the ballgame. Schoff goes around the corner to Veerhuizen. She'll try a 3 and hits it. Brooklyn Veerhuizen. That is her fourth three-pointer of the night. Boy, she's had a big second half here. Into the corner, Behrens with the ball. The lead is 13. It's getting away now for the Lady Eagles. They need to score and score quickly here. 5:45 to go. Ruby Gravatt backs in, dribbles inside the paint, comes back to Behrens with it. Behrens working one-on-one, kicks it out to the corner to Knippelmeyer. She can't get open. Good job defending over there by Bornpole. Knippelmeyer is going to now put a long 3 up and got it. Well, you can shoot your way back into it pretty quickly with shots like that from Casey Knippelmeyer. She nailed that, and she's got 14 in the game. Back to a 10-point deficit. They were down by as much as 13. There's a three by Mahler that's no good. Rebound Behrens. Behrens looking for a Pelican on her right, now works to the left side of the lane. Into the corner, they go to Gravatt. She'll take a shot. Up and good, Ruby Gravatt. Chips in two from the right side baseline. And it's back to an 8-point ball game. Keep in mind, they were down by 13 just moments ago. Now a 5-0 run here by Johnson Brock to get back within 8. Still time left. 4:47 to go in the ball game. Inside traffic with it. Verhuizen hits it out. Shiloh Wallman up and off, no good. Rebound Knippelmeyer. Ball taken away from her. Grabbed up by Wallman. There's Mahler for three. Top of the key. Got it. Savannah Mahler. That is her fifth three-pointer of the night. She just keeps dumping them in. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock. 4.5 minutes to go. The Eagles down by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemahog County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. Please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemahog County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Freeman led by as much as 13 a few moments ago. Johnson Brock has pared it back down to 9. But time is going to start running short on the Eagles here with 4.5 minutes to go in the regulation of this basketball game. Johnson Brock does have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Kenley Weiss dribbling into forecourt. Weiss feeds it to Pelican, driving layup. Weiss couldn't get it, but she's fouled. Kenley looking a bit frustrated there as that one would not drop. She has not scored yet this evening. Averages 9 points per ball game on the season. Here she'll be at the line to shoot two. Kenley is a 47% free throw shooter. Her first free throw is up and good. She got it. The foul, incidentally, was on Hayden Shaw. That's Hayden's second personal. Team foul number 3 of the quarter. Kenley Weiss, second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's good also. She hit them both. The 5'4 sophomore connected on both free throws there. And got it back down to 9, right? Or I'm sorry, yeah, back to 9 now, 53-44. And in Bornpole, in the paint. Comes out to the left side to Schauf. Schauf is trapped in the corner, feeds it back out to the left side. Bornpole, top of the circle. Verhuizen. Verhuizen feeds into Grace Menzel. She lost it, taken away by Knippelmeyer. Now a held ball is called. Possession Earl Johnson Brock. So Johnson Brock got the stop. But they lost a half a minute there. Clock is down to 3:56 to go now, under 4 minutes to play. It's a 9-point ball game. Johnson Brock needs to hurry the ball down the court. Kenley Weiss feeds it to Daly Pelican. Top of the key, Knippelmeyer. They need to pop some threes. There's one on the way up and off. No good. And trying to save it from going out of bounds down there was Kenley Weiss, but she stood on the baseline in the process. So the ball goes back to the Freeman Falcons. Presenting sponsor for our broadcast tonight is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building communities. Say thanks to Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. 53-44, Freeman up by 9. Johnson Brock in trouble here. Driving layup under the basket. Oh, a nice feed. They fed the ball to Shiloh Wallman. She laid it in. Wallman's got 13. Clock down to 3:26 to go. Behrens is double-teamed in the baseline. Kicks it back up top, Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt feeds it to Knippelmeyer. Back across to Behrens. She backs in. Gravatt's going to try it from the left side. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Taken down by Andon Bornpole. She gets her outlet pass to Grace Menzel down court. Menzel pushes it across the timeline. Feeds to the right side. Gives it into Mahler. Inside, underneath it goes. Driving lay-in up off. Won't fall for Verhuizen. Rebound Weiss. Down court. They got an over and back. Unfortunate mistake there by Johnson Brock. Trying to pressure it down here. Trailing by 11. Trying to get down court in a hurry. And they got called for an over and back. An unforced turnover here. Be sure and stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have a rundown of all the individual scoring, individual numbers. We'll tell you how your favorite player did in tonight's ball game by the numbers. That'll be coming up during our post-game show. 2:45 to go in this one. 55-44. Freeman with an 11-point lead. Just running clock out here, running a weave at the top of the key. Now a fall-away shot up for two, up and good by Brooklyn Verhuizen. Verhuizen has got a bucket full of points. We'll add him up and tell you. I think he's up over 20 now. A cross-court pass. Johnson brought down by 13. 2:20 to go. Kenley Bryce, guarded by Verhuizen. Comes up top. Daly Pelican can't get the shot. Into the corner. Goes inside with it. Behrens, a whistle and a foul. Lauren Behrens tried to move toward the hoop, and she will be fouled by Grace Menzel. Menzel's second personal. That's a fourth team foul, not yet shooting it. Daly Pelican will inbound the pass on the baseline under her own basket. Comes into Kenley Weiss with the basketball. Feeds into Behrens. Driving lay-in up. Good! Nice move to the bucket by Lauren Behrens as she moved in, got the lay-in, and drew the foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. Lauren has hit 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She has 7 points in the ball game. Looking for her 8th right here if she can get it. 57-46. The lead is still 11 now, and the clock is down to 2:05 to go. Lauren Behrens, 57% free throw shooter at the line. It's up, it's good. Behrens put it down. I believe she's got 9 now. 57-47. The lead is 10. Under 2 minutes to go. They feed it underneath. Driving lay-in up. No, that won't go for Brooklyn Verhuizen. The foul is going to be called on the Eagles. Let's see who they got for this one. Foul's going to be on Kinley Weiss. On Weiss, her third personal. At the free throw line is Brooklyn Verhuizen. 75% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. Looks just almost automatic there. She's hit 6 out of 7 tonight in this game. Puts her team back up by 11 now. 58-47. Brooklyn Verhuizen, second free throw up. This one rimmed off no good, and therefore the rebound is Lauren Behrens to pull it down for the Eagles. They're down quickly. There's a three that's up and good by Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer, her third three-pointer of the night from the corner. That prompts a timeout by Freeman with 1:46 to go in the ballgame. The lead is down to 8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. 58-50 the score up on the scoreboard. Johnson Brock down by 8. 1:46 to play here in regulation. Boys game coming up after this. Post-game show before we go to boys basketball action where we'll share all the numbers with you. Also, we'll have some scores from other games around the area. Pawnee City is at Tecumseh tonight. HTRS is at Fall City. We'll be getting scoring updates on those games for you. We're running a little bit behind them. They're probably finished up with their girls' first half of their doubleheaders already. All right, it'll be Freeman's basketball. They'll play it in against full court pressure. They lob it in, gets it into Verhuizen. Verhuizen with the dribble. Very slowly, very deliberately. Dribbles it across the midcourt line and gives it off to Savannah Mahler. To the near side, Shiloh Wallman with the basketball. Now Brooklyn Verhuizen handles it once again. Wallman, left elbow. She finds Andon Bornpole, the sophomore, on the dribble. They're running a weave at the top of the key, just running clock here. Johnson Brock watching those precious seconds tick away. Shot clock at 8. All the way in, driving lay-in up. No, rebound Behrens. Down quickly comes Behrens with the basketball. 1:13 to go in the ballgame. gives it to Daly Pelican. She'll try a long three, short off the front of the rim. Barron chases it down, tried to save it from going out of bounds, but she touched it last. It'll go to Freeman. And now the Falcons, with an 8-point lead, 1:05 to go in the ball game, will play it in against full court pressure. They'll toss it in. Johnson Brock has four team fouls. The next foul will put Freeman at the line. They don't look like they're going to come up and foul, though. Across the timeline, it comes to Bornpole and to Schaaf. Down to Mahler in the corner. Between the rings with the basketball again is Verhuizen. Brooklyn Verhuizen just hands off to her teammate Savannah Mahler. Verhuizen gets it back. Johnson Brock is not fouling. 14 seconds on the shot clock, and now we did get a foul down in the corner. Clock is down to 41 seconds to play. It's 58-50. Freeman up by 8, and they're going to send to the line Shiloh Walman. And Shiloh is a 62% free throw shooter. Here shooting two shots. Up and good. Shiloh Walman hits that one. She's now hit 5 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. She'll have another shot coming here. That makes the lead 9-59-50 with 41 seconds to play in the ballgame. Shiloh Walman, second free throw, is on the way. It's up. It's good. She hit them both. Walman got them both to drop. It's 60-50, a 10-point Freeman lead, 38 seconds to go. Knippelmeyer gives it up top to Behrens. Behrens finds stood at the corner back to Daly Pelican for three. It's up, no good. Rebound underneath the basket by Josie Stoodheight. But then a whistle and a foul is going to go on Freeman, I believe. I think it's going to be Kinley Weiss that's going to end up at the line here. 27 seconds to play. Kinley Weiss at the line. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Has 2 points in the game. Here shooting two shots. Up and good. Kinley a perfect 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Ayla Eggers checks into the lineup. Eggers replacing Josie Stoodheight. Kinley Weiss ready for her second attempt. Still 27 seconds to go in this one. Now Schaaf leads the lineup, and Grace Menzel checks back in for the Falcons. Kinley Weiss ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way. It's up and good. She's 4 for 4 tonight for the sophomore. 60-52. The lead is 8. Timeout taken on the floor with 26 seconds to play in the ballgame. An 8-point lead. Freeman will have the ball. When we return, we'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Oh, we just got a scoring update here. Here's a little bit of a raise your eyebrows a little. The Sacred Heart Irish, they've been sailing pretty high here this year. They got the beat tonight at Weeping Water. 47-42, Weeping Water over Sacred Heart in that one. Another final, HTRS over Fall City, 44-20. We'll have more scores here in a minute. 26 seconds to go in this one. Freeman up 60-52. They have the basketball against full court pressure. The inbound pass is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Kinley Weiss went off her fingertips. It'll stay with Freeman. 25 seconds to go now. Freeman to inbound it. Down court pass into forecourt. Comes Verhuizen with the basketball. Gives it to Mahler. Mahler goes back to Verhuizen. She'll dribble across court with it to the near side corner. Bornpole gets it. Now a whistle and a foul, but the clock is down to 14 seconds to go. Too little too late here on the fouling for the Johnson Brock Eagles. See who we got at the line this time. The ponytails are getting me here again. I believe that's Shiloh Walman. Free throw is on the way up and off. No good. No, check it. It's Andon Bornpole at the line. We got a lot of 20s. 20, 22, and 23 out there, and the ponytails cover them all. and in more full, ready for her second attempt. 14 seconds to go here. This one is up. It's good. Makes it 61-52. The lead is 9. Johnson down court. Daly Pelican with the ball. Pelican goes to Kinley Weiss. Gives it to Behrens. Behrens takes it all the way in, driving layup. Behrens up and good. That was a nice move by Lauren Behrens to find the hoop, but the buzzer's going to sound, and there's your ball game. Your final score, the Freeman Falcons 61 and the Johnson-Brock Eagles 54. 61-54, your final in the girls' varsity contest. 2-minute timeout here. We'll be back with the postgame show brought to you by Highland Community College after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Johnson-Brock Gymnasium here. Randy Gatula with you. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap. Brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. 61-54, our final. Freeman with the win over Johnson-Brock tonight here in Johnson. Individual numbers, Freeman had 3 girls in double figures. Savannah Mahler had 21. Not to be outdone, Brooklyn Verhuizen had 21. Shiloh Wallman finished with 15 in the ballgame. And in Bourne-Pole had 3, and Grace Menzel with 1 for their total of 61. From the free throw line, Freeman hit 18 out of 24 from the line, 75%. For the Johnson-Brock Eagles, they had 3 players in double figures also. Leading the way was Casey Knippelmeyer with 17 points. Daly Pelican right behind had 16. Lauren Behrens finished in double figures with 11. 4 points tonight for Kinley Weiss. Josie Stoodheight had 2. Ruby Gravatt with 2. And Emily Bowling had 2 for their total of 54. From the free throw line, Johnson-Brock hit 15 out of 17. Score by quarters, Johnson-Brock led after one period 13-9. They were up by 1 at halftime, 24-23. By the end of the third quarter, Freeman had taken a 7-point lead, 44-37, before going on to the 61-54 win tonight here in Johnson. With the win, the Freeman Falcons improved their record to 16-6 on the year. Johnson-Brock drops to 16-7 going into their sub-district game coming up Tuesday night out at the Thayer Central Schools in Hebron. 61-54, our final score tonight here. The Freeman Falcons with a win over Johnson-Brock. This post-game scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. All right, we're going to take a break out here at Johnson, send it back to Kurt Kilman back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Kurt, we're going to send it back to you for about 12 minutes, and then we'll be back with our pregame show for the boys' game coming up in about 12 minutes right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.